There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Seem to have gone away. The sun shone bright and clear. The dew sparkled with glistening radiant cheer. Upon each flower a smile and a touch of laughter appeared. A song came singing amidst the wind so cool and calm, with a deep sense of security in the air. Why then, Lord, am I feeling such great despair? Feeling overloaded with worldly cares, why then, Lord, are my eyes filled with much sorrow and tears? My heart aches for comfort, my mind for peaceful refuge through the power of prayer. Though I have perceived all the beauty around me, my spirit cries out loudly, O Lord, I am empty and bare. Hoping to hear his sweet voice once again, I pled in travail. Lord, cleanse me from all my sins and let your glorious light enter in. Remember me as I remember you, for without you I have reached my end. His sweet, forgiving love flows like a river. My heart is reminded that he is my forever, everlasting friend, the foundation which cannot be shaken, now the renewal of my sleeping spirit, which has been awakened, knowing that in his love I can always, yes, always depend. For he is my forever friend. Out of all the beautiful relationships that we enjoy with God, one of the most entertaining, beautiful relationships is that of friend. Baba often says, remember me as your sweetest, dearest, closest, loving friend. And we have heard this word time and again in Murli. Khuda dost. There was a king and he would sit near one bridge of his kingdom, and to every passerby who is new, he would tell, come and rule the kingdom. The kingdom is yours and you are king now. So every day one new person would become king, but the kingdom you can enjoy only for one day. So one day king. So that was the constitution, that was the rule of that kingdom, that every day in the morning, the king would go and at the outskirts, he would sit. People are coming. And every new person, he would say, you are the king. Do whatever you want to do in this kingdom. No restraint. You have full sovereignty, full command over the kingdom. Whatever you say, that would become the law and jurisdiction. Everyone will have to obey. Everything will be at your beck and call. So that was the rule. One day a cobbler came, a shoemaker. King said, "Oh, welcome, you are king." And the cobbler was overjoyed. And the first thing he did was, he converted all the currencies of gold into leather. That was the great task he did. He converted all the currencies into leather. That is history, Tughlaq. So, but as a rule, he was king only for one day. The next day, the leather became useless. Now, another day, a farmer came. He was a very intelligent farmer. King said, "Welcome, you are king." But king only for one day. The first thing the farmer did was to build a palace for himself and registered it in his own name, so that even if the kingdom is not there, the palace will all still stay with him. And the second job he did was, he gave seeds to all the people who were there, the farmers, and asked them to sow the seed, to plow the land, to sow the seed, so that the next harvest will be yours. This story Baba often tells in Murli. The king is God, Shiv Baba. The bridge is confluence age, Sangam Yug. The king is sitting at the confluence age, and those who are cobblers and body conscious, they play with leather, they play with body. They convert even that which is gold into leather, and the leather becomes useless. And then there are others who are farmers. They do two things. First, they build a palace for themselves and get it registered in their own names. And also they do service. What is the service they do? They help others. They sow the seeds. They plow. They help them. They teach them how to plow the land and how to sow the seed, so that the next harvest comes and the crop is already ready. So this is the story. We have heard this story multiple times. So many times Baba mentions the word Khuda. So just as this king was the friend, but for that cobbler, even this friendship, but this friendship only lasts, this, you get the kingdom only for one day, very short time. The confluence age is very short. Now you decide whether you want to become a cobbler or a farmer. If you become farmer, you build a place for yourself. You create your own fortune. At the same time, you help others create the fortunes for them. This is known as the story of Khuda Dost. The word Khuda means God. Baba has used this word in two or three contexts. One is this, second is Khudai Khidmatkar. One is Khuda Dost, second is Khudai Khidmatkar. And third, Baba talks about Garden of Khuda. Allah, the heaven which is to come. The upcoming world. Sometimes in Murli there is also mention about those people, they worship Bandagi, they worship Khuda. So these are the 3-4 times Baba uses the word Khuda in Murli. So today we will see Khuda as Dost, friends of God. There are two meanings. One is, we have made him our friend. Second, he has made us his friends. So the second meaning is more relevant, or that is a real meaning of, that's why the translation in English is friends of God, not God my friend. One is to think that he is my friend. Another is, I am his friend, which is more powerful. He is my friend. I can forget my friend. There's every possibility because I am weak. But when he says that I am your friend, you are my friend. So now the accountability is upon him. Now the responsibility is upon him. He has to now, he has to fulfill that relationship. But again, if we are cobblers, if we are body conscious, if we are skin conscious, if we are soil conscious, if you are mud conscious, this mud consciousness, this soil consciousness, this body consciousness, this element consciousness, this matter consciousness, this leather consciousness leads to downfall. Because what you will do? Even the currency which is there made up of gold, you will convert them into leather. But what you will do with that? The next day it is useless. It's total wastage of time. All the plays of body consciousness and mud consciousness and soil consciousness and matter consciousness and element consciousness result in entire fiasco, total failure. You waste even that what you have. That's why the primal, the paramount and the basic teachings of all the Murli is to relinquish this body consciousness. Because this body consciousness has taken your toll. Time and again, you have wasted your energy, your time, your money in this body consciousness. You are sparks of energies. Soul is a spark of energy. Soul is a spark of luminosity. Soul is energy. And when the soul identifies itself with body, the power dwindles down. It goes down. Rather than waxing of power, waning of power happens. Baba says, this is the game of waxing and waning, rise and fall. So no, though we stay in the body, yet soul and body, these are very intricately blended with each other. If something happens to body, something happens to soul. If something happens to soul, something happens to the body. They are so intricately blended. The demarcation line is very, very faint. So, there are two methods of meditation. One method we already know. I am soul. I am soul. I am soul. We begin with that. That has come in Murlis and we know about it. And we often practice and we everyday practice. Our meditation begins with I am soul. Then you add so many adjectives, peaceful, blissful, happy, and so on. And you convert that affirmation into a self-respect. That's a very powerful method of meditation, but there is yet another method. And what is that? There are two methods. One is I am soul, and the journey begins. Second, what is the second method? Second method is neti neti, I am not this body. Second is to deny the body. Second is to witness this body. Second is body scanning. Second is to see the body as detached observer. This is, for this method, you don't need even soul or God. People have been practicing this method since time immemorial. They just sit in meditation, in dhyan. They don't believe in souls, they don't believe in supreme soul. It's not needed. What they believe is, this body is temporary. This is you. So you begin from here. You scan the head. And see and watch as detached observer. First, go to the hand, right hand. Watch as detached observer, whatever that is happening here. Go to left, watch as detached observer. Watch the trunk, then the back, right leg, left leg. First round, then second round, then third round. Then now go from below to top. And then sweep and flow. Just in one sweep, the whole body. And then second round. Very fast, letting the mind enter into all the body parts at some same time. In 1 second, just from top to bottom. Free flow. From top to bottom, top to bottom. And a stage comes where the body dissolves. Only waves and waves and wavelets. It is known as bhang. The stage of bhang. where the body dissolves. And what remains then? What is temporal, permanent? And here you don't have to say that I am soul. Automatically the body is forgotten. Somebody can sit like this for 4 hours, 3 hours, 6 hours, 10 hours, 20 hours, 28 hours. Just like that. And there is an eternal peace and love and happiness experienced. Even though the person is not saying that I am soul. But he has totally destroyed the body. So, total disconnection from the body, and what remains is just bliss, experience, purity. So this is the first method, is soul consciousness. Second method is to go beyond body. And the third method is to combine both together. So begin with body scanning and enter into soul consciousness. And then begin your journey to subtle world, to supreme abode, and then whatever you want to do or whatever drills you want to do. So both methods can be taken into consideration. So Baba says, get out of this cobblerhood. Cobbler means to see everybody as leather, as body. Cobbler means who sees somebody is fair and somebody is ugly. Hindi, the word is black, but in English translations of Murli, black word is not used. They use word ugly, but that can create racial issues. That's why English Murlis don't use the word black. They use the word ugly. Sham Sundar. So they will use fair and ugly, not white and black. Because that will be a controversial issues. So translation has to be very careful. So God is our friend, our dost, buddy, chum, pal, whatever you call it, in calling, is your personal best. So be like that wise farmer, that sagacious farmer. He did build a heaven, a palace for himself, and he helped others. Swaseva and Vishwaseva, these things together. And God is here now. He is giving you the kingdom. It's the confluence age is short. The time is short. Do whatever you want to do now. Now is the time. Because the sinful load, the loads of sins are too much. If you don't do now, you won't be able to do at any other time. Now coming to God as friend. So when he is friend, what you can do? The best thing is sharing. Because it's very difficult to trust these people of the world. You share your secrets and they spill the beans. So you can confide your secret in God. He will never spill the beans. He will keep it confidential. He is your confidential friend. So that is one thing. You can share anything and everything with him. Your greatest weakness as well as your greatest greatness. He will never say that you are so proud. He will rather feel proud that, oh yes. He will hug you with joy if you narrate your own glory to him. And if you do the same thing with somebody else, the other person will feel he is so egoistic. God as a friend will never feel that. So you can narrate your glory to him. You just eulogize yourself, glorify yourself in front of God. Baba, I am so great. He will say, yes, you are really great. And if you do the same thing with others, they will say, you need to come on the ground. You need grounding. Now you are become boastful. So you can share with him everything. Second, you can talk with him anytime. He is available all the time, 24/7. He is available. Other friends, if you call, they will say, I am busy. Please call later on. Or mobile switched off. When we need him the most, I am sleepy. And even if he picks up, okay, even if he listens, what can he do? Nobody can do anything for us. I have a problem. I call 10 people. 10 people come and sit and stay with me. They say that we are ready to do everything. But even if their wish is good, what that is helped, how that can help me? Even if they decide to do everything, can they really help me? Nobody can help me. After the death of lion, the monkey becomes the king of forest. One donkey comes to the king of the forest and narrates his problems, domestic problems, husband, wife and all that. The monkey hears the problem as a king he is. He has to hear to his subjects. And then he starts jumping from one branch to another branch for half an hour. And then he sits. So donkey asks, how this can help me? The monkey says, I don't know whether this will help or you or not. But do you think I have contributed something less? I have done everything what I could for you. I have done almost everything that I could do for you. This is what I can do, jumping from one branch to another. No one can help us. So, the ultimate help, God is the ocean of help. God is the ocean of succor. He is the only one who can help us. He provides succor in the time of need. No one else. He knows what we want, our privations. What else? As a friend, He gives you company. As a friend, He gives you support. As a friend, He loves you. As a friend, though sometimes He will just stay with you. Sometimes we don't need any help. We just want somebody to sit. That's it. Give company. Even those, you know, even if a stranger gives us a company, we feel good. And you know, the best help to be given is the help which we should give to strangers whom we do not know at all. They will never forget that. They do not know what is Brahma Kumaris. They don't know what is Gyan. And they rather don't want to hear. But you have helped our stranger. That stranger never forgets. That stranger never forgets. So always go out of your way and help strangers. So He gives you help. He gives you company. He listens to you. Nobody has time, but He has all the time in the world to listen to you. All your stupid stories. Boring stories. Same repetitive stories. He never gets tired. He never gets bored. So He is there all the time. Just invoke Him. As a friend, He helps you throughout the day. All throughout the day. His help is always there. His company is always there. His sweet voice you can hear. Just close your eyes and listen to His voice. He is telling, He is saying something to you all the time. So, as Khuda Dost, this is one of the best and the most beautiful relationships with God. So, stay with Him. Love Him above all. Om Shanti.